This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's White Boy Chris. If the pat-downs ever made you laugh, then join our Patreon and support us. Get bonus content, a t-shirt, or an autographed copy of Rabbit, Miss Pat's autobiography. Visit MissPatComedy.com for the link to the Patreon, and while you're there, join our Facebook group.
Welcome to another episode of the pat-down. And on this episode, you hear me sing in my Whitney Houston voice.
You're dead, Whitney Houston.
Currently.
I'm here with Kristen Dion and Fuck Buffon because they sell dildos on the side for their side jobs.
You better get up, get out, and tune into this podcast. Miss Pat spit the truth, spit the real fact. Nothing but the ugly, classy at the same time. Pat got the flavor, these are not your same lines. That's the politics, she been on the real grind. It could be pretty but ugly at the same time. Just tune in, put your lock on the spin down. Ain't no need for the wait and turn it up now. What you talking about? It's real though. And cut the game, you get no play like Nintendo. You waste your time, turn it up, nothing but the ugly. Straight off the top, everything she say, you know it's funny. Full blast, this is taste of the future. Listen on your iPhone, on your desktop computer. Sherry, tweet it, ain't no way to beat it.
Welcome to another episode of the Pat Down, and I'm here at the my house with Chris, and he done brought all this shit in here, and he don't know if it's bomb or a heroin powder.
One of them smells, so I was hoping it wasn't like a poison.
You don't give me that shit to open, and you don't even know what the fuck it is.
I have no idea. Yeah, that's why I give it to you.
Yeah.
You got insurance.
So do you, fat motherfucker.
I hope somebody put some notes in here.
Oh, I like these shirts. Oh, look at that carefree zone.
Carefree.
United States. Oh, these are so fucking cute.
I think there's a note pinned to the bottom there.
Oh, they all fat people size too. Thank you.
There is a note here.
Oh, this right here, your dealer. Fuck the politician. That Dion right there.
Yeah.
That's a law. That one's yours because these two right here are fat niggas right here.
There's a note.
Okay, that's a note. Let me see if I can read out loud.
Here.
No, it's on the bottom.
I really thank God had Miss Pat snatch you up. Dear Chris, I really thank... Oh, this is for you, Chris. Read that shit. And that's for you, Dion. You reach. Oh, they got one for me too.
Yeah,
there's
a pen in it, so be careful you don't stretch.
Oh, this is my shirt right here. This is my shirt. That's Chris' shirt. Thank you.
Do you want us to read our notes?
Yeah.
All right.
Dear gentleman.
Blackassheep.com. Dear Chris.
Sharon Free.
I really think God had Ms. Pat snatch you up. I know you've done a lot of learning and growing. I'm so glad that you decided to work through the discomfort of letting go of flawed ideologies and open your heart to see the truth. Keep speaking out and hold your ground. Forget about the racist haters and keep setting an example for the ones that have the capacity to change. I hope you like the USA Criminal Enterprise tea I sent you. LOL. I figured it was right up your alley. Thank you, Jessica. It's very, very sweet.
Very, very sweet.
Thank you, Jessica. We're going to have to send you some shit. Chris, dig in a box.
I only have so much, Miss Pat. I can't be lending it out.
Oh, well, it ain't going to be able to get to you. Go, Dion.
Says, Dear Dion, you're funny as hell. When are Chris and Miss Pat going to realize they need to make the jump to Democratic Socialist too?
Keep dreaming, dude.
You are always on point. I hope you like the fuck the politicians tea. You guys are keeping me sane with the show. So much love for you guys. Keep keeping it real, Jessica. Thank you, Jessica. I
appreciate
it.
Thank you, Jessica.
Miss Pat makes too much money to become a Democratic Socialist. But I am working on Chris.
I thought I was a Democratic socialist.
Nah, you a Republican, nigga.
Fuck you, I'm a Democrat. Dear Miss Pat, you are the best of the best of the best. You are such an inspiration to me and so many others. I grew up so ghetto to welfare mom molested and all of that. You keep hopeful, working on my own goals. I'm so grateful for your show. You guys are lit as fuck. I know your BET show is going to be a huge hit, and you deserve everything. I hope you enjoy the T-shirt. Keep keeping it caring free. Contact me anytime. So many blessings to you, Miss Pat. Oh, thank you. You know I'm ready. I'm gonna wear this motherfucking T-shirt in the airport, ready to slap a white bitch out.
Now, I think the name is on the front there. I think his name might be, I don't know if he put a note, because I haven't opened these yet.
Oh.
So I'm not sure what it is.
I think these were some dildos.
I don't think that's dildos.
It smells good, whatever it is.
Somebody black sent you this shit. These were some incense, nigga. You don't know nothing about this shit.
No.
Oh, this shit smell good.
What is it?
These some incense. He sent you a lot, too. We're going to cash app him some money.
So is it like a spray?
Uh-huh.
Apple, oh my God, pineapple, linen.
I'm going to spray this in my car. My car smell like pussy. I weigh some fish in my car. And I bet you this shit smell like... Oh, nigga, he got the great Kool-Aid. Somebody black sent this shit.
It was a guy... Why
does your car smell like pussy?
Because I left some fish in there. This nigga named Gerard Brown. He from Raleigh. I know he black. Hey, Gerard, I'm going to cash out you some money. Today, we appreciate this shit. Hand sanitizer. Hell to the yell. Strawberries. And he spelled it squawberry. he black as fuck. Let me get my grape. I'm going to go spray this shit right here in my car. How many is it? 2, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Nine.
So I get 4 and y'all get 3.
All right.
Is that the correct way?
Yes.
So is it like air freshener?
The air freshener. That might be too strong for you because you white. You might need to get one.
I carried the box out from the P.O. box, and I was like, something in here is quite strong. Very spicy.
They're air freshener. That's what you need for your car. That's how you get the black pussy. He probably make that his damn self. We appreciate you guys.
Thank you.
Say, Gerard, here, can you hand me the box, and I'll look up, because I think he sent me a Facebook message.
Hi, Chris. This is a gift for Miss Pat to give to Portia. She should believe she and her hair are and will always be beautiful. Oh my God, thank you. Oh, they really listen. I actually dreaded their hair up.
Aww.
Sure, said she's beautiful. No. I appreciate you.
When we walked in, I was like, are you guys excited to be back? They're like, no.
Oh, thank you. Who sent it? Oh, just the way you are. You know you're beautiful just the way you are. What's her name? Thank you so very much. What's her name?
Kiwan Lynette Hartman.
Thank you, Kiwan Lynette Hartman. We appreciate this. I'm going to show it to Portia. Portia! Portia! Come here, baby. She loves to read, too. She loves to fucking read. One of my fans sent you this book. Say hi to the camera.
Hi.
What do that say?
Hold the mic up to her, Pat.
Hold on.
Don't you know you are beautiful?
Finish reading it.
Just the way you are.
You think you would like to read that book?
No.
Thanks for trying. Portia,
can't say the damnedest thing.
Portia is my favorite. I like her a lot.
She hit you with the Garrett.
Why not? You already have a book like that, but you don't have that book. So, but you should read that book. She bought you that book because of your hair incident at school that time.
Okay.
Remember? So, look at the camera. What's her name?
Kiwan.
Say thank. Look at the camera. Say thank you, Kiwan.
Thank you, Kiwan.
Yeah, so you do want to read the book, don't you?
No.
She said, no.
Well, she going to read the goddamn book.
About 5 hours from now, read the damn book. I don't want. It was meant to empower. Read it.
You God can't make that shit up.
No.
Only in my house. He crazy ass motherfucker.
He hit you with the stiffest no ever.
He just said, I really got a book like that, bitch. I'm already motivated. No, I don't.
No.
That's fucked up. T1, she gonna read that goddamn book. I'm gonna beat that goddamn book or them nap on the side of her head once. Crazy motherfucker. Do you wanna read a book? No. She probably reading that motherfucker right now.
We did not plan that at all, by the way.
At all, because if I knew she said that shit, I would have never brought up that shit. Because I already got a boot like that.
Oh, that's great.
I ain't got a bit of goddamn sense.
You want to take a break?
Yeah, let's take a break.
So a guy posted a picture on Twitter. He was eating Cinnamon Toast Crunch, and he found shrimp tails in the bottom of his cereal.
Ew.
You lying.
I swear to God, he posted this. This shit went viral yesterday. So he posted the picture and was like, hey, why, he added Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Why is there shrimp tails in my cereal? And so Cinnamon Toast Crunch was like, oh, we're sorry about that. We'll get you a refund and quality control. But they didn't DM him. They posted this live. So for everybody to comment, right? So all these people are commenting stuff. Then they came back and said, that's no way that could be shrimp. That's probably just solidified sugar. And he was like,
I'm looking at it right now. There's no way that is a shrimp tail covered in cinnamon and sugar. There's no way.
Holy
liar.
So the dude was like, oh, y'all want to play that game? Y'all really want to act like this ain't shrimp tails? Because guess what was also in the bottom of the cereal? Rat turds, maggots, and used dental floss.
Stop.
Yes. He poured it all out. There should be more pictures on there.
Oh, that's disgusting. Yeah. Rat used dental floss, rat turds, and maggots.
At the bottom of the cereal box. And because they didn't slide in this dude's DMs and handle it that way, they were getting annihilated.
Wow.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
So what was the... Were they like, oh, shit.
Oh, it was too late at that point because they didn't... You know,
it's nice of him to like not rat them out for the rat tails. And the...
He wasn't going to, but then they came back and called him a fucking liar.
Yeah.
And said it was no way that was actual shrimp tails. And so he was like,
somebody was eating lunch and threw the shit over in the barrel. Somebody was literally eating
that might explain the shrimp tails, but what about the rat shit floss? And the maggots and the dental floss?
Well, you know, when you working on a production like this, flies is gonna come in and do what they do. We eat that shit every day. They say a little bit of all of us eat maggots and shits.
Apparently,
in production cupboard.
Yeah, apparently, if you eat a pube a month, if you eat fast food.
Yeah, you eat that shit. But
fuck you, Chris.
And Dion is looking like that because he know he eat a shit ton of fast food.
He's got a Rally's cup right now. Involuntary.
What make him think maggots was in there?
Because he poured it out. He posted the pictures.
Wow. This make me not want to go to the fucking
it's like,
store.
It's one thing to make a mistake that.
Wait
a
minute.
But then it's another thing to come back and call the dude a liar.
Right.
On public Twitter.
Oh, look. The maggots are stuck to the cinnamon toast.
Oh, yeah. Gross.
So now he can sue.
Probably. The dude's married to, what's the girl? Topanga from Boy Meets World.
No,
you remember that show? Yeah. The dude's successful. It's not like he's hurting for the $4 refund they were going to fucking get.
Right, but come on.
Yeah.
To say you're lying?
To say that, no, it's just solidified sugar at the bottom when it's clearly shrimp tails.
It's obviously shrimp tails. Yeah. It's super.
So he put him on blast with the rest of the stuff that was at the bottom of the cereal box. I just want to know how much of that shit he ate.
Yeah,
I hope he don't get sick from it.
Have you seen the Cecil Hotel documentary on Netflix yet?
Mm-mm. What's the Cecil Hotel?
All right, so there's this legendary hotel called the Cecil Hotel in Skid Row in L.A. And it was like this big, beautiful hotel in Hollywood in the 20s. And then it just kind of like went down. And by the 80s and 70s, 80s, 90s, it was just kind of like a flop house. And there was a tourist from Canada who came and stayed who had issue issues. I think she was bipolar. And I'm just going to spoil the documentary for people, so turn it off if you don't want to hear it. They end up finding her in the water tank of the hotel, and people had been drinking that water for the last month. I knew the water tasted funny.
What?
Yeah, it's crazy, and I haven't even finished the whole
thing. How the fuck she get in a water tank?
Nobody really knows. They don't know if it was murder or if it was she just had an episode and ended up there or what. So
hot tub?
No, it wasn't a hot tub. It was like big water tanks, and she.
I'm saying maybe she thought it was a hot tub.
Maybe.
I don't think that water would have been hot.
But they.
Maybe she thought she was getting in a hot tub.
Maybe.
If she was schizophrenic, she thought she was getting in a hot tub.
That's a fucking terrible way to die.
Nigga, you know how much shit they was drinking?
Yeah, there was this young British couple, and they were just like, I mean, like, think about, I always think about that when I read that.
For a month.
Read that few puke
fact. How did
they
find her?
The guy went up to check the water tank because the water was tasting funny, and then found her there.
Wow.
Yeah.
There was no police report of missing person?
There was. They couldn't find her anywhere. They looked all through the hotel. They looked in every room. They looked all over the place. They just didn't think to look there.
Is that hotel still open?
Mm-hmm. It just got bought, and it's being turned into like some fancy hotel now.
What's is she still that? In the water tank?
No, she's not still in the water tank, no.
Fuck.
After I read that pube fact, I was like, I wonder what...
I was going to say, is she spring water now?
The craziest shit I've ever eaten or drank that I didn't know about.
She got to be sparkling water now.
I don't think she turned into LaCroix.
She gotta be LaCroix. She been in that motherfucker that long. I mean,
how did they not sue this hotel after finding this lady in the water?
I mean, her family, it was just an accident.
No, I'm talking about the people who drank this lady's water.
I don't know.
Like,
ugh.
I mean, because her body probably turned into, you know, just skin. Ugh.
Yeah, she was bloated.
Yeah, I'm quite sure she was bloated, period, and everything else. Bloated, floated, farted, hearted.
Farted.
Jesus Christ.
She got a period after she died? What are you talking about?
I assume everything happened. Bitch just floating in water. Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Yeah, for a whole month, they were just eating pussy.
Dead pussy. Ash was like... This water tastes delicious.
Dead pussy.
Did Ashley go down to Atlanta for the show?
Yeah, she did the makeup.
Okay.
She did makeup. Now she's in Miami eating pussy on the beach. Don't ask me nothing about that train wreck.
No social distancing for Ashley and the Miami.
She actually did pretty good on the set, but she told me she was going to Miami. I don't ask no questions, no grown-ass kids. Go eat pussy wherever pussy leads you to be ate at. I have nothing to do with that. Do you, baby? She called me on the last episode. I think I was talking about her girlfriend because I didn't know the new bitch name.
Oh, yeah.
And she was so mad, and I said, look, don't call me when I'm talking about you and I don't know these chicks' names. Well, you should bleep people's names. I said, I don't ever say these bitches' names, okay? So I don't have no names to bleep out. Just stop talking about me. Fuck you. I'm going to say fuck you right now.
My apologies, because it was really my fault, I said.
Yeah, so she just went on it. Don't say her name. Stupid motherfucker. So I had a big blowout with her over that shit. Don't say nobody's name. So I don't know. She went on vacation after this long 3 months, I guess. But she did a good job on the set. I don't know. I don't fuck with these kids. I leave them alone.
Did Junebug come down on the set at all?
Him and Garrett surprised me on Valentine's Day.
Okay.
They were there for the last episode, too.
Yeah, they came for the last episode.
At the end. We got Miss Pat a gift.
Oh, yeah.
And so Quisha goes... go in Miss Pat's trailer and get her gift. And I was like, why would y'all hide the gift in Miss Pat's trailer? That make no fucking sense. She goes, no, Junebug's in the trailer. He knows where it's hid. I was like, okay. So I go in there and I see Junebug. This nigga sleep with his gun, his head right next to his gun. I was like, this nigga is going to kill himself in his dreams.
Or you when you wake him up.
I stood by the side. I said, hey, Junebug. Huh? I was like, we about to give Miss Pat her gift, and then I got the fuck up out that trailer.
I was really surprised.
Yeah,
really.
I didn't, because we, you know, you get rap gifts, right?
Yeah.
And I was gonna get everybody a rap gift. So, you know, I'm not gonna stress myself out with this shit. We went through COVID, so I got a few people some things, and Jordan ended up. Jordan is so fucking cheap. He's one of the creators. He ended up giving me this big ass ice maker that I wanted for Christmas that I didn't get.
No.
And so he's so cheap too, y'all. He's such a fucking great writer, but he's so cheap. So he had this same Apple. He had this same Apple fucking laptop since high school. And I was like, are you going to buy your new? Because I'm talking to this motherfucker. And I'm like, send me the fucking episode. He's like, my fucking computer froze. I said, Jordan, you a fucking writer. What the? These people are spending a shit ton, millions of dollars every week on this shit. And your fucking laptop is freezing up, nigga. What the fuck? Get a computer. I'm going to get one second season. Who the fuck knows we're going to get a second season?
2027. He's like, I'm hoping for.
So I went out. His rap gift, I bought him a fucking big ass Apple with the big ass laptop. He fucking damn near cried. And he bought me an ice maker. So, I mean, I wasn't expecting it. And then as I go to my trailer, I had gift cards from like Junebug from the show. And just everybody dropped off little gifts and stuff. So I wasn't expecting anything.
Right.
So I get to the flow, and when we finally wrap the episode, everybody started gathering around. I'm like, what the fuck is going on? And then they bringing me flowers and stuff, and I'm like, okay, what the fuck? Then I look up, and the guy who played Jay Bernard, he had flowers, and I was like, you bought me flowers, nigga? Aww. What the fuck is going on? And then they hand me a Neiman Marcus bag. I was like, you niggas went to Neiman Marcus? And then I pull out a YSL bag. And I was like,
Yves Saint Laurent.
Thank you.
Yes, because I said YXL when I posted it. And they bought me a cute little bag. And At first I was like, I don't need another bag. And I pulled it out and said, I need this bag. it was a really cute little wrap.
Yeah, you posted that video on your Instagram.
Yeah. It was,
you know what I love? Seeing the photos and hearing about the experience is like, I love hearing you get loved on. It feels like you just got loved on, and like it sounded like it was tough, but like people just took care of you. They had had fun. Like you were, it sounds like a healthy, fun environment. Like, and just people just appreciating you, and like,
you know, one time, I don't think it hit me yet. Not one time did I feel like I was a star of this show. I felt like I clocked in and went to work like everybody else. I never wanted to be treated like I was anything different. Only thing I did that was a little star power is that I jumped the lunchroom line. I refused to stand that long ass line.
How aggressive was she?
She wasn't aggressive. She just, everybody knew. It was like, yep, Pat's going to the front of the line.
Yeah. But that's the only thing I kind of used star power as. But other than that, I spoke to everybody. You walk through the building, my picture's everywhere. The show is mine. But I never, ever use it. I never felt like it was my show. I felt like I went to work with everybody.
Yeah.
That's how I felt.
It was it felt like family. Like, at first, when I first got there, I was a little nervous. And, you know, I didn't really speak to anybody. But everybody there was really, really nice. And they all made you feel welcome. Except for the COVID man, but everybody besides him.
And I hate to go back into talking about the show because we talked about it last episode. But what was a really learning experience for me is we did some really serious episodes about race, and it's not black and white. It's some really teaching moments that I think no matter what race you are, you're gonna learn something from them. And I remember the camera guys being they was all white. And I remember them looking at us. We using the N-words because this is a sitcom where you can talk the way you fuck. This is a grown fuck. This is grown shit. And you can use any words you want to use. Make a long story short, we doing this episode, and I remember the white guy saying, I never looked at it like that. And I was like, what? And so some of them, they wasn't getting it. So I would pull them to the side. I said, what do you think? They said, well, I don't see it like that. And as when I started to talk to them, they started to open up more and more and more. Like I had a scene with the daddy and the son. And it was about the N-word with, and you remember that scene?
Mm-hmm.
It was in the bathroom. And I remember one of the cameramen said, I just never looked at it like that. And some of them had tears in their eyes, and these grown ass white men.
Yeah.
And they it was like to see them come around And did you see them come around in their faces like, I never looked at life like this.
Like, is there, what would you say you learned? Like, what, how did it, the whole experience change you? Not just the last 3 months, but like this whole process.
I mean, it goes back 5 years, right?
Easily, yeah. I mean, I remember when we started talking about this 2 years ago, almost to the day since the first podcast, like you just, I think you thought, I can't make it. Nothing like this could ever happen. Well, I think you're more confident in your talent. I think that's one thing I see.
It was just hard. I mean, you sell a show, they say no. You shoot a pilot, they say no. In the end, it's, you know, I tell people, I say, it's my name, but I don't own it. I mean, I own a piece of it as long as it's going. But in the end, it's their money. It's their pride. It's their shit. You know, you still have to abide by rules. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, you know, what I control is my stand up. You know what I'm saying? They can cut the lights off on this shit any day. They can't cut the lights off on my motherfucking stand up because this is what I control. So I try to focus more on what I can control. This is day shit. I don't focus on, I'm going to get a second season. When you call me, I'm ready to work. But in the meantime, I'm working over here on my other shit until you call me.
So is it, so are you saying you learned that you could work in that like team environment where maybe you didn't think you would before?
No, I mean, I think what I've learned from this is how hard fucking TV is. Mm. I learned how to, to be honest with you, what I learned the most from this is what you can and cannot say in a corporate America.
I've learned that watching this too.
Because boy, was I saying some crazy shit. Especially like, ooh, Lord have mercy. I learned that you can't say, nigga, that shit whack as fuck. I'll knock your motherfucking head out. You can't say that in corporate America.
Off air.
I just, you know, it's a different, corporate America is a different beast, especially when you got human resources involved.
Could you imagine if we had HR around it?
Our HR is her.
Right, yeah.
You know, it's a different beast. Writing, I learned a lot with writing because, you know, I'm a comedian. So to put it on the page and then to see it come alive when it hit the flow.
Yeah.
And then when you put it in, what was funny is that, like, we would take a joke and put it in the daughter's mouth. And sometimes it wouldn't work. And we would remove it and put it in the son's mouth. And it just, sometimes you would write stuff for a character and it didn't work. And so you would take it from there. Sometimes they had to take jokes out of my mouth and give it to Tammy. Mm. Mostly because I couldn't pronounce the words.
It's like me when I'm writing out bureaucrat and I'm like, fucking administrative state. No, I don't want to go to the restaurant. I want to go to O'Charlie's.
But I learned a lot behind the scenes. Learned how to edit. I don't care for that.
Yeah.
The dailies. You know, what scene, what's great about Jordan, he can look at it as we say, and they say, that's the scene we're going to take. And then, like, angles and stuff, like, it's very important, like, that when you have your person who dressed you to pay attention to the monitor. Because I got in one episode, oh, I hate this fucking episode, and they're going to kill me. When I had on my spank, and it come up my back, and when I sat down, it looked like I got a set of back titties. And that's the only shot we got of it. I'm like, they're going to kill me for this shit. But when
we're all going to be looking for it.
I'm not going to tell you what episode is in, but nigga, I got a set of back titties that don't want it on that motherfucker.
Waldo the back titty edition?
Yeah, and we look for another like shot, but there was not another shot of it. And we had to go with the back titties, and I'm like, ain't shit I can do. After I saw those back titties, I was like, I gotta lose weight. I can't fucking. And what's so crazy when you see me do the first episode to the end of episode and where I lost the weight at, because I had to do a pickup shot for episode 2.
Yeah.
I had to do the monologue, and I'm like, when I do the monologue and that motherfucker started to be like, wait a minute, why this bitch had a little bit slimmer that goes on into this episode? So, you know, but it was a great experience. It was a great experience. I like acting now. It ain't as fake.
Yeah.
It was like I said earlier, it's a very emotional part. Because I didn't just act as a comedian. It was a lot of drama.
Yeah.
A lot of drama. And I was like, I don't want to do drama acting. I just want to be a fucking comedian. But, you know, there was areas where I had to really fucking bring it.
Yeah.
Yeah, when she got out of her shell of not being comfortable with doing whatever it was that they wanted her to do, like that scene we talked about with Kim, like once she did it, phenomenal.
It's like if you're feeling insecure about something, that's the thing that always holds you back. I think I've learned this watching you through this. It's like if you feel insecure, you're not going to nail it. But if you just kind of let go,
you know,
you know, like Jay Bernard, for instance, like Jay Bernard doesn't seem to have that. You know,
the kissing was very hard for me in the beginning.
Yeah,
it was very. It was just. I mean, I've been, like I said earlier, I said it so many times, been with the same guy forever. So it was very hard.
Yeah.
And he's a nice guy. He sweat a lot. He got soft, sweaty hands. And, you know, just shit that
Garrett?
I'm not used to.
He's got soft, tiny hands.
No diet hands for Jay Bernard.
Was Garrett excited you were coming back? Or were you too happy to get back? Or are you like...
I think he was happy to
the get day
it.
They came, we were there for like 16 hours.
Yeah.
So he ended up going home.
He left me there.
So
he was so tired. He went to my trailer.
It was like 2 o'clock in the morning. We were still working.
Well, it was like 10 o'clock. I was like, he can't stay up this long. Cause he had drove there. Well, he had flew there. And I was like, just go to the hotel.
Yeah.
And so I got to the hotel by 2 o'clock. I was like, I know he was tired. He had flew in and hung around a set. And he was like, I'm not staying around this shit. He don't want no part of that shit anyway. So he ate and went to the fucking hotel, went to sleep. I was dog ass tired. 2:30 in the morning. And then we had to be back there for all that fucking photo shooting shit. So,
yeah.
You know, just, it is what it is. But
now, I know you never take a break. So, like, what's next?
I got cast in something. I can't say Netflix.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I got cast in something. If everything goes well, it's going to be on Netflix. It's not my project. It's actually a job that I got cast in. I'll tell you about it a little later.
Big or small?
It's big.
Nice. Congratulations.
Big. Well, thank you. Thank you. I'm going to do that. And of course, I've talked about this. I'm looking forward to shooting my Netflix special in August in Atlanta. What's crazy is, because I don't think it hit me until it fucking dropped. Because everybody's like, are you excited? I was like, oh, it ain't real to his own TV.
Right.
So I shot the sitcom in Atlanta, and then I'm going back to Atlanta to shoot the special. And you know, that's where I'm from. That's my fucking city. So I think it'll probably hit me there like, damn, I came home to shoot both of these.
Yeah.
You know, this is my fucking city and I shot a fucking TV show here and my fucking, you know, special here. So that's kind of big for me. But that's what I got working next and a few other things, but I got cast in something that I'm looking forward to. I'm excited. And
I'm happy for you. I'm proud of you.
I'm really, like, really proud of all the work that you did. Like, just being able to sit back and watch is like, man, she has come a long, long way from the lady who wore that blue jeans and brown. The first time I met you at the open mic all them years ago, you have turned from what was America's Funniest Mom to... You're going to be America's Funniest Mom on TV, so it's...
I got to give... you know, when we did the photo shoot, I was like, I am a cute sitcom mom. We look really cute together. So, you know, I'm just... Other projects I'm working on and just trying to create. I really want to create my own shit.
Yeah.
And I don't want to be thrown into a lot of stuff. I don't want to do stuff for the money. I want to do things for the love.
Yeah.
Because when you do stuff for the love... And then you're passionate about it. And then you know how good you put your effort into it.
Yeah.
Because a lot of time when you just do stuff that other people sold and you're thrown into it, it can either be really good or it can be really horrible.
Yeah.
And all you got was a paycheck. But still, people see your face in it and you get blamed for it being bad.
I just saw there's a Netflix sitcom and it's got kind of a famous comedy actor in it.
What is it?
It's the Kevin James racing one, and I feel bad dogging him out.
Jay Bernard is in it.
Is it? Is he?
Yes, he is. He's on episode 4.
It was just formulaic and soulless and not very funny.
Did y'all see it?
And laugh track. It just was, and it made me go,
huh? We try. I try to.
I was just like, Kevin's better than this. You know?
Try. Now, you know when white people say they try. Because when white people say they try, now black people are like, this some bull motherfucking shit in the first 2 minutes. But white people sit there and say, okay, I'm in the fourth episode. I'm trying, baby. I'm trying. Keep it up. I'm trying.
They literally, Kate and Tyler just went at the exact same time. We tried.
I tried too. I did go and watch the episode Jay Benaud was on.
Yeah.
And it was like, I'm like, what the fuck? It was just, I mean, Kings and Queens was so motherfucking
so
funny.
Good. His movies were good.
Movies was good. And, you know, it's like, I hate watching a sitcom when you have heard the fucking jokes
you
before.
Knew, it was so predictable. And like, I literally, as I was watching it, going, I'm so glad that your show's not going to be like that.
No, you ain't gonna know what the fuck we gonna say. Yeah. We had that problem with some of the people that was writing. I was like, I remember, and I'm not gonna say anything, because I remember shooting one day, and somebody wanted to use a line that was already used before. And I said, I don't mean to be rude, right there in the middle of the shoot. I said, but a comedian is famous for that line, and you would not put it in my fucking show.
Yeah.
And I sat back down. I said, now, give me another line.
I started watching the Jeff Foxworthy show, and it was sort of the same thing. It was like kind of they turned his act into a show, and it was sort of, you know, it two tumultuous seasons. And I'm just like, I appreciate that you got somebody like Lee Daniels, and you seem to have so many people looking out for this project.
Was his voice in there?
Yes, it was. But it was still very formulaic. I mean, it was like 1994, right? But like watching the way that your show has come about, and even not having seen anything other than the pilot, like I watched you fight to make sure that it wasn't Big Bang Theory. You know? Like it wasn't just formulaic. And like,
hey, I wanted to be the Big Bang Theory. It was on 15 years.
Yeah, right.
But it's kind of hard, you know. I fight for material. I fight for words all the time and shit. You know, like, and you have to explain to them why you want to say this, and why you need for this episode, why you need this little certain thing, and they, oh, no. And I'm like, oh my God,
I think,
can you just let us fucking create?
That's the biggest difference between stand up and TV. Stand up, you can say whatever the fuck you want, yeah. But TV is like, we don't know if you can.
Yeah.
I literally had to tell an exec, we was talking about an ending, and I said one thing I'm always gonna do is keep it real with you. I said, cause I'm a bitch from the hood. I don't know how to speak you guys' language. You people are educated. Y'all been doing this shit for 20 years. I'm a bitch that was funny to happen to, y'all see a little talent in that happened to give me a show, and I'm so fucking grateful. I said, but we come from two walks of life. And I said, let me show you how different we are. I said, you can literally, the ending made me cry that they came up with. I said, let me show you how different we are. The ending was weak. I said, you can see a cat get hit by a car and you would cry. I would tell you to fucking stop crying. And they got that same cat at the vet waiting to be adopted that looked just like that nigga got hit. And I wouldn't give a fuck about that cat getting hit.
So, like, the difference between gunshots in your neighborhood.
She started laughing.
The difference between the walks of life is compassion. Give a fuck about that cat. Nigga, they got 9 lives and his brother's at the grocery store.
They got another cat and just like that cat is what I'm trying to say. You know? So.
I don't give a fuck about that cat.
I said, you probably cry.
Cuckoo's delicious. I mean, it makes sense, Dion. She ate her pet.
He was dead.
Thank you.
No point crying. He dead.
I didn't kill him. I was not the murderer. And that's what I told her. I said, so the ending is fucking whack. And I said, I don't know a nigga that would cry over this ending.
Yeah.
I said, let us cut the ending and we'll see. I said, it ain't a nigga I know out there that would cry over that ending. When we shot that, you was there that day, that shit made the audience cry.
There were people with legitimate tears in their eyes. It was a very, very, it was a perfect way to end all
finale.
I said, just
listen to me. That ain't how. I said, niggas don't want to see that soft shit.
Yeah.
They won't see this shit. I said, this ain't going to make nobody cry. This won't make a horse dick get hard. And you know, it's that kind of shit. Like they don't. And I try to tell him, I said, you got to remember, I'm not you guys. You guys are big execs. Y'all been doing this shit 20 years. I said, but if you want something different, I'm here to give you something different. I don't know your world. I'm trying to bring you into my world. My world is different from what you have on your platform.
Yeah.
I'm not a repeater because you ain't got me. You ain't got nothing on your platform like me. I'm different. Ain't nobody got my stories. Nobody.
Yeah. You can do well playing the game and being formulaic and, you know, but
I don't want to be formulaic. Yeah. Let me tell you something. There's was nights when we stayed up in that motherfucking writer's room all night long to get a joke. And I said, no, that ain't good enough. I would go to sleep. I would wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning. That's it. And I text it to somebody. That's the fucking joke right there.
How do you know? Like, what do you mean by that? Like, how do you know something works or doesn't?
I just know if it's funny. Like, that's okay. We'll call it a placeholder, but it's not good enough.
Yeah.
It's not funny enough. So we'll just keep at it. Keep at it. A lot of times, you have to clear your brains and lay down and, you know, let it go. And then I wake up in the middle of the night and say, bam. And it'll come to me, or it'll come to Jordan. Now the next day, another writer will have it. That's the fucking joke. But when you, the type of writer, the first thing you say out of your mouth and you put it in there and you go with it, then you ain't no good motherfucking writer. You're not a good joke writer.
Yeah.
You're not looking for the best originality. You know, we got shit in the pilot you ain't never fucking heard. I've never seen somebody who watched that pilot and say they didn't like it.
Yeah.
It's fucking hilarious. And I'm not saying it because me and Jordan wrote it. It's fucking hilarious from top to bottom.
I've watched it 5 times. I've never gotten bored with it.
Yeah. And I've watched it many motherfucking times. And it's still current. No, I ain't going to say that.
Yeah, you probably shouldn't say, thank God, yeah, still getting shot.
Oh, shut the fuck up. But it's still fucking current. It keep getting current. I mean, so I'm like, I don't understand. I don't know. It's just different. And a lot of times they don't want to listen to you when you ain't had a hit yet. And that's what I tell Jordan. I said, once it's a hit, they'll start to listen a little bit more.
Yeah.
Because once we get a second season, I already got it in my head.
Really?
I already got the first 7 episodes in my head.
That's cool. So it's like, it ignited something in you, so like now you're like rolling with it?
Yeah, I just take it and write it on paper and stick it on the wall upstairs.
Do you think this process will change your stand-up at all?
It robs my stand-up a lot. It takes that 9 episode stole a lot. It even dipped into my Netflix special. Mm. So I had to get rid of some shit because he was like, please give me that joke. And I'm like, nickel. I was supposed to put this on my special. But I ended up giving it to him. I didn't want to give it to him.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's a fucking TV show. So, but it's like, I have to be careful with him because if he see me perform, that nigga come take it.
You mean Jordan?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, he'll come turn it into a motherfucking episode. So I be trying to hide from that nigga like the dope man. So, but it will rob your stand up. I see why a lot of comedians who get TV shows don't go out and do stand up.
Mm.
Because if you create something, you rather the money's in fucking TV.
Yeah.
You know, the hard work is on the fucking road.
Yeah, you're not flying to, you know, the middle of the country in a snowstorm.
To try to make some money.
Right.
When you can sit there and make a shit ton of wheat right there on fucking TV.
Right.
But I love my stand-up.
Diet pills and...
Yeah, fuck you.
Sparkling water and...
Man, I got on stage at the motherfucking Laughing Skull the other night. I was so fucking horrible. And
really?
I couldn't remember shit. So one dude was like, I said, I cannot remember my shit, y'all. I said, I haven't been on stage in over. Somebody said, I'm a fan. Tell a joke about Junebug. I said, who the fuck are you, nigga? Oh, I couldn't remember a fucking joke.
Really?
That's how bad it was. Because I haven't been on stage.
Yeah.
So literally all day, I just been upstairs writing on my special.
Yeah.
So I'm going to do a couple guest spots. Then I fly to Atlanta. And I start to stay in Atlanta to August.
Are you not coming back here at all?
I'm going to be back and forth for you, Chris.
All right. Thank you.
I have to come fuck my husband.
Nice. Get out the Theragun.
So sometime in late July, she'll be back.
And then again in early August.
Ain't that
That'd
long.
Be good for a year.
They fuck like pandas.
No, we don't, nigga.
Pandas don't fuck.
We do. We used to. Not no more. I'm about 50. When you get 50, all you want to do is fuck. I asked my friends, I said, what is it about a bitch turning 50? It's like your pussy turning to a motherfucking clapper. Clap, 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 clap.
I don't think that's the word you should use.
The little maraca things.
Your pussy turns into the clapper. Whoa. You keep that.
Well, congratulations. How does Garrett feel about this?
He be like, the fuck is wrong with you? I'm like, grab my booty. I think I'm going to a midlife crisis. Grab my titties. Can't you get your old freaky ass? I think I'm going through a midlife crisis. My birthday next week about to be 49. I think I'm going through a midlife crisis. I'm going to get my stomach done when I lose another 40 pounds.
Nice.
Yeah, they trying to talk me into some Botox, but I told them they about to swear my motherfucking cheeks up like that. And then, you know, another thing in Atlanta, they get the forehead freeze, like, so you won't have no wrinkles. I'm like, bitch, I'm okay with my forehead moving. Who want to bitch your forehead don't move?
You don't really have wrinkles.
No, I don't.
You really don't? No, not even like crow's feet or?
No. And then they telling me, like, the only reason I got gray hair, I got probably 12 gray hairs, because they ran me crazy.
Did you have to quit your soul, man?
No.
Yeah, I never seen them.
Yeah, I fucking got 12 gray hairs because of fucking, they sparked up out of nowhere from fucking stress.
Ah, yeah, yeah.
So I don't have that problem. They're like, you need to get your forehead Botox. I said, bitch, I'm not putting that bullshit. And then they told me it was snake venom. Bitch, I go out in the woods and get bit by a snake, get free.
Please don't do that. Please.
I just let a snake bite my forehead. Ain't it the same goddamn thing?
It's botulism, which, like, if you just leave cans out for 25 years, you could just scrape it off the top and shoot it in.
Yeah, I'm not doing
Please
it.
Please don't let snakes bite you in the forehead, people listening.
Just it happens, inject bleach, it's fine.
That's what they said.
No, that will kill you. Stop.
What will kill you?
Injecting bleach
in your forehead.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what they said. Like frown rounds and up here. I said I'm not doing all of that shit. Talking about the bags. I said I'm okay with the bags up under my eyes. It mean I'm fucking getting old. I don't have a problem with aging.
Yeah.
Hey, I want to age. It's beautiful. It's a beautiful thing to get old. You know what I'm saying? It's nothing wrong with your pussy getting dusted, then on the way to gray. You
doesn't can sound always, like it's dusty to me.
Well, not today.
Sounds like, you know, you and Quisha had a switcheroo over here.
No, I ain't doing what Quisha do now. You can't compete with Quisha. Quisha throw that ass up on the clothesline.
That was another thing. That when Kim was trying to direct her on how to do that scene, she was like, you mean like Quisha? Quisha said, fuck you, bitch.
Oh, we gave Quisha a birthday party on set, too.
Really?
Yeah, she didn't think I was going to get it. You ain't give me that for my birthday. Get away from me, bitch. You don't need it for that birthday. Every nigga up here done bought you a motherfucking gift. Getting all kind of goddamn bags and all kind of shit. So I said, everybody bought a goddamn gift on set. So she's like, you ain't get me that for my birthday. Hey, her shit fuck up. So I had her this balloon arch made that said Quisha, but she didn't know I had it made.
Aww.
So I had it made over the weekend. Big ass balloon arch and a cake. And I bought her some red bottom shoes. And so I said, y'all get this bitch out to this set. Because she had no idea that I had it out there. And she walked out there and was a cake out there. She said, oh, bitch, you got me because of shut the fuck up. And get the little shitty ass cake and move so we can fucking tape this scene.
That was funny. We were doing that we were singing and one of the set guys was like, all right, we need to get these people out of here because we got a show to shoot. The white dude with the earpiece. He was like, oh, okay, okay, okay.
He was always frantic.
He was oh, okay, okay, okay.
If you went out there by those trailers, he was like, what you doing out here? Who the fuck are you? I was like, what? You ain't gonna let nobody steal shit out of these trailers, are you, nigga? So
Quisha was like, oh, I've been cussing her out. She got me this cake and these shoes. I was like, y'all niggas, boy.
Man, I had that shit a whole. They hid that shit in the back of the motherfucking building for about 3 days. I wasn't standing there, bitch. Some balloon about to float away there back there so goddamn long. I wonder about paying that motherfucking no attention. She is like attention. I was like, girl, go on somewhere with your bald head, pussy. She like attention. I was, everybody else was giving Quisha gift. I said, I'll give you my gift last. I said, get the fuck away from me. I'm not buying you shit. I ain't buying you shit. I buy you. I just said, fuck you. She goes, everybody else bought her something. Everybody just giving her gifts and rubbing her feet. I'm like, go on, Quisha. Go on somewhere. You got enough shit. What did you get her, Dion?
What did you get her, Dion?
None of y'all motherfucking business. You gonna have to ask Quisha on that one. I pleads the fifth.
Did you get her something?
I pleads the fifth.
Oh, I don't know, because I didn't see anything. I was too busy working. But I guess we're going to wrap this episode up so I can go upstairs and take my wig off, because this glue is itching the shit out my sideburns.
I love you. I miss you so much.
There was an episode, she goes, can y'all see my mustache?
What did Vince say?
Vince goes, nah, but that goatee showing.
Oh, the funniest shit was when I sang to the audience. All my life, I waited for someone like you. And the cast hated me singing.
Yeah.
Oh, my. What was the other song I sang?
Jesus loves
me. Yes, I know. They was like, this bitch here, please stop singing.
So every week we would get a new
audience.
And so she'd be like, guys, y'all want to hear me sing? So by like the fourth episode, the cast was like, hell no.
So when we rap about 3 days in, it's like, can you please send an audio of you singing? I said, so now you motherfuckers want to hear me sing, right? Since we done rapped.
Do they have that? Because
I'm sure there's audio. She was singing every goddamn day.
I sung every fucking day. Jesus loves me. Yes, I know. For the Bible tells me so. Little one who say they weak, they strong.
Jesus.
Jesus is like, I wonder what the Jews talk about.
Right.
This is Muslim thing I keep hearing about.
All right, all right.
We're going to wrap on that wonderful voice of mine. Thank y'all so much for tuning in to another episode of The Pat Down. Make sure you check out my website at MissPatComedy.com for all of my social media, my tour dates, my book. Make sure you spread the word about my podcast. Please rate and review. Please rate and review and share. Thank y'all so much, y'all. I've been Miss Pat.